Listening Library presents The Murk and Midnight Hour by Jane Nickerson. Read for you by Dorothy Dillingham Blue. Unpleasant is the fairyland, but an eerie tale to tell. Just at the murk and midnight hour, the fairy folk will ride. From the Ballad of Tom Lynn. He was already dead. Maybe. He had been grievously wounded. He had expected to die anyway. But they did something to him that sucked out the rest of his feeble life and will, except for the tiny spark of soul that hunkered mutely deep inside. That's why he thought of them as vampires. They half-carried, half-dragged him to the fire and bade him kneel. The drumming began, and his heart thumped with the drums, and he was in the flames and in the beating. A blade flashed before his eyes, silver, beautiful. Someone called out a question, and the answer, Rafta, swallowed him. He knew nothing more. He was already dead. Chapter 1. Too Many Bodies. There are too many bodies, I said under my breath. Of course there are. Lainey called from the other side of the wall. She was keeping baby Cubby away from unpleasant sights, in case he remembered. And this is a